Scalzo and Bruss, Big Ten Benny, back with us here on Scalzo and Bruss after a night on the Big Ten Network. You'd know that if you saw the pre-show video on Twitter at Scalzo and Bruss.
Within the first Scalzo, 5 seconds.
Chris Larson, Joshy DiMaggio, you, the Scalzo and Bruss family. And I won't say he's the oldest member of the Scalzo and Bruss family, but he is certainly one of our favorites. He is Homer. You hear him every day, 2 to 4 on Homer and Tony, 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. Listen to the podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. Homer, welcome to Scalzo and Bruss. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday it is. What is the deal with Ben Brust?
What now?
Every week it's something. You're a reasonably famous college basketball player, and you're flipping the bird multiple times to some driver?
Tell her to stop acting like a wackadoodle on the road and endangering me, and I will then stop.
Endangering? Are you still in high school? Have you never recovered from junior high?
Have you never been in a middle finger off on the road?
No! Oh. First of all, you should realize that now it has changed because at least in Milwaukee, it's like you're driving in the Indy 500. I have more fear driving than I ever have. I would never do it now. I'm afraid. Road rage, there's a story every day of somebody getting shot or killed. Yes, I'm scared to death to be mean to another driver now. That didn't used to be the case. But how many fingers did you flip, just out of curiosity?
Two. Again, I used my knee for the steering wheel, and I used both hands because it was that much deserved. And I'm serious, Homer. Just,
so you're
it
that
only came,
mad?
Absolutely. Like it was because I had drived an hour and 50 minutes, and I was so excited to be like on the home stretch, and then to have somebody up the rear end, no pun intended, and then like going over the shoulder and being wild and making me uncomfortable. And just, I couldn't go anywhere at the time. And then finally, I made it miserable on her and moved over. And I don't get road rage, I swear.
You do get rage, though. You get to a place where you kind of see red and you lose it a little bit, as evidenced by the time you threw a chair and punched the wall in the studio.
We're taking examples like from once a quarter, you know?
Yes, but Homer.
So just out of curiosity now. How many double fingers per quarter do you have?
Excuse me?
How many times do you flip a bird twice to someone on your drive? Because you're saying,
never.
Well, these are
like
just...
never. I'm telling you, never. Never,
this was
never,
the first
never.
Time.
Yes, 100%.
I apologize. I may have overreacted just a little bit.
No, I mean, it's fair. I pee in bottles. You say I do weird things, and now I'm telling a story about this, and you're coming on, and it's only fair for you to react to what you know about me. So I'll give you a pass.
Homer,
thank you. I appreciate that.
Homer,
I have a question for both of you.
We have answers.
We were discussing engagement rings because Aaron Rodgers spent $500,000 for an engagement ring, which is kind of disappointing to me. I just didn't think that Shailene's the kind of person that would want that expensive a ring. I mean, J-Lo maybe, but anyway.
Yeah, she eats clay. Like if Aaron made something out of the earth, she would have liked it.
Exactly. So clearly I don't know her as well as I thought I knew her, and of course I don't know her at all, but I thought that it should be a law that if you don't get married, you got to give the engagement ring back. And somebody said, no, they're who? How is that not just assumed? Who wants a ring from something that what are you missing? That just seems so obvious to me.
Are you saying that if the engagement doesn't work out,
get married, give the damn ring back.
I
don't
agree
think
with
the woman
they
would want it. And there's no, what is it, a memory of? Failure? Or was it like, oh, at least I got a ring.
It's a memory of $500,000 that you can sell.
Homer, if they get married and get divorced in 5 years, should she still have to give the ring back?
No. You get married. The engagement ring is part of the marriage.
Sounds like you don't believe in this marriage.
If you're married only 2 days, I still think you get to keep it. But if you never get married, it's an engagement ring for what?
Greg, do you get a feeling that Homer's like hypothesizing that they won't get married?
I don't think that.
No, this has nothing to do with it. I said I think they're going to get married by the end of March. I think he is in awe. I think he has met his soulmate. Everything I've read about her, she is everything he thought in another human being. She's as close to perfect as he'll ever find.
So my belief, Homer, is that this is all up to state law. Different states actually have different rules for giving back
an
engagement
ring.
Shouldn't
that be the rule? Doesn't that seem pretty simple?
It does, but it's not like a binding contract, right? You know, it's a custom.
Okay.
I don't know. I agree with you. Ethically, of course she should have to give it back, or he should have to give it back. Whoever would receive that should return it if the marriage does. I couldn't agree more with you.
But when you get a gift, Greg, do you give that gift back ever? Like, it feel like if you receive something from somebody of value, it's yours.
Yes, but if you were to give me a gift under the guise of something to happen, right? If all of a sudden you were to hire me, Ben, to come and work for you, and you gave me a gift, like a bonus or something, like a signing bonus, but in the form of a watch, and I received that, but never showed up to work and said, you know what, this isn't going to work out, am I supposed to be allowed to keep the watch? I mean, the engagement ring is basically, then you get the wedding band because you get married. Like, the engagement ring is sort of like the precursor to the marriage.
I'm just thrilled that you want to work for me.
What?
Ben took the only part of that sentence that involved him and went back to it, where I was using the example.
I do want to ask Ben also, like, you all, of course, know that Marquette whooped North Carolina. Didn't beat them, whooped them at North Carolina. And I just want to let you know
that
I had predicted that game ahead of time.
Well, then next time, send us a text and say, I think Marquette's going to whoop them, and we can bet it.
I had predicted a team would win by 13, but it was the wrong team.
All right, so I'm glad
and
you didn't text us.
My question was, because I had two experiences in my athletic life where I won, and to this day I have no understanding on how I won. There's no explanation. The people or person I beat, we could play 100 times, they'd win 99. And when people say, how did it happen? I don't know. It just did. Did you ever have a game, you know, in which you admit, I don't know how we won. We just did. And
I mean, look, at the end of the day, the shot that I'm most known for at Wisconsin was the Michigan shot, where I hit a half quarter and then I hit a three in overtime to win. I knew the ball was going to go in, but I'd be lying, Homer, if I said it didn't feel like an out-of-body experience. Like, that's not supposed to happen. You're not supposed to catch the ball, dribble, and get in rhythm and make a 35-footer. And
cool.
You were a good shooter.
Yeah.
You know people
still,
on that team. If it would have happened, if they'd have made the shot, you'd have gone, oh, man.
Yeah.
Not in a million years.
Fair enough, but you asked, and that was one of those moments where, like, it just sort of happened. Like, I was a robot, and I felt like... Like, looking back, it felt like I was in a simulation, and it was just meant to happen.
You were on a really good team, so there was no team that you beat that really surprised you that much.
No, because I made it to one of the highest levels you can make it before professional, so I believed in what I was doing and thought that I was supposed to win every game and score 50 every game or rebound, or I was supposed to always do what I was capable of.
I mean, like, if you play at Northwestern, when they were 3-0, they're thinking, oh, man, this is unbelievable.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, the worst loss of my career was to Northwestern at home. Oof.
See, now that happens when you're really good. When you're really good, I think there must be a game or something where you go, like, I'll never understand how we lost. I'm sorry, I don't get it. It just, you know, that happens in sports. It doesn't happen very often, but...
So, Homer, I was off the show yesterday, and I felt a little bit left out as Josh DiMaggio and Greg Scalzo and your former co-host, Gabe Neitzel, were talking about naps. Yeah. Are you a nap guy?
No, because I can sleep now as I've gotten older. Anytime I could fall asleep right now. I can fall asleep anytime, anywhere. It's pathetic. No, but I do know that there's some benefit to that. Like George Halas, the famous bear guy stuff, he used to take a nap at like 2 o'clock for a half hour. I think there's some benefit to having that power nap or something, but, no, I don't. I've never done it, and it's the one sign of oldness.
I never used to sleep.
I never needed sleep.
Can you just fall asleep right now?
Fall asleep
right now.
Fall asleep.
Go.
Like the Bucks game last night. There was no question of staying up. There's no way I could stay up. The question is, would I be up before it starts?
Now, every time you have a pregnant pause on the show, I'm going to be worried that you're going to fall asleep.
No, I won't during this, but like when I'm done. Okay, so when I get home, it's 4:30. If I want to, I can have Nancy call you at 5, and I'll be asleep.
Please do.
And then sleep through the night?
No. I'll get up and, you know, I'll get up in a couple hours. No, I definitely don't sleep through the night. But It's pathetic.
Homer, I have a quick update here for you. The Apple man who's on the IR chimes in. He says he, quote-unquote, donated 3 engagement rings and 1 wedding ring before he met the love of his life. Before he met the love of his life. We need Apple man to call in and explain what happened with those engagement rings and that wedding ring that existed there.
I want to know how far in the hole he went with all those, if he's close to Aaron Rodgers' numbers.
But, Homer,
clearly he made bad choices, not only with who he picked, but they didn't give him the damn ring back.
That is very true. Now, 2 women that never got the ring from Aaron Rodgers, Olivia Munn and Danica Patrick, both claim that they don't care and aren't paying attention to the fact that Aaron Rodgers got engaged to Shailene Woodley after, what, 6 months, 7 months?
Yeah.
How full of crap are they?
Well, what I read about Danica Patrick, the story was like they thought they were going to get married and have kids. I mean, if that's true, then there's no way she forgot. I don't think you ever forget. I mean, if you really like the person, you never forget. If you don't like them at the end or they're bad, then you forget right away. But I think they both really liked Aaron Rodgers, and I don't believe they will ever forget. They'll move on, but they'll never forget.
Just like
we
Ben
all
Ross.
Have stories we'll never forget, but are not going to tell on this show at this time.
Well, I don't know about that. I'll get everything out of you before.
No,
these
things you will not get out. No, no,
back?
No.
Homer, Homer. Any advice for Ben Brust, who's going to be running a nude hard seltzer mile? He's going to run 4 laps in a Speedo around the Capitol Square and drink a nude hard seltzer each time he does it. So we'll have 4 nude hard seltzers. He'll be doing that approximately 5:30 today. You'll be 30 minutes into your
5
sleep.
O'clock nap.
Advice for him?
Don't flip anybody off.
I'm not.
That's easy.
Trust me. Like you, Homer, I don't like confrontation. I don't like I don't trust people.
Oh, clearly not. I don't like confrontation. How do you come up with this stuff?
It sounds good in his head.
Well, here's the thing. There's been a lot going around on Capitol Square.
Here's the thing. Yes. I avoid confrontation. You like confrontation.
Greg, you know me pretty well. Where would you put me on the confrontation scale?
You don't like it, but when you're in it, you like, Ben just gets really intense. Like, he gets to a point where he sees red and all else dissipates. Like, it's a different, he's got that, he clearly has a lot of energy
I call it the brush gene. I got it from my dad.
I think it's kind of like, I didn't start this, but now that you started, bring it on.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
There you go. Now, that's not avoiding confrontation.
All right, nap time, Homer.
Bye.
Thank you, Homer.
Yeah.